This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monane and read by Victoria Osunde.
Thursday, December 16th. God's word to you today is the expedition. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 63, verse 1 from the Voice Translation, and it says, O true God, you are my God, the one whom I trust. I seek you with every fiber of my being. In this dry and weary land with no water in sight, my soul is dry and longs for you. My body aches for you, for your presence. To position himself for God's blessings, Joseph cooperated. Are you cooperating with God's word and with God's plans for your life? Are you cooperating with God's word? To position themselves for God's blessings, the shepherds celebrated. Have you made up your mind to celebrate for the remaining days of this year into the new year? To position herself for God's blessings, Mary contemplated. Are you going to contemplate on God's word? Are you going to just wonder, or are you going to ponder? What will it be? Joseph cooperated. The shepherds celebrated. Mary contemplated, and the wise men dedicated. The wise men dedicated, and this is huge. Matthew 2 verses 1 to 2 says, Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea during the reign of King Herod. About that time, some wise men from eastern lands arrived in Jerusalem asking, Where is the newborn king of the Jews? We saw his star as it rose, and we have come to worship him. These wise men were known as Magi. They were not Jews. In fact, they were either Persians or Babylonians. If you remember the story of Daniel, Daniel and his friends were studying to become Magi. The wise men were learned, scientific, and they were astronomers. They could look at and interpret stars. What is going on here is deeper than meets the eye. The Magi saw the star and interpreted accurately that Jesus was going to be born. When they got to Jerusalem, their question was not, "Is there anyone born king of the Jews?" They were not in doubt. They came to Jerusalem and they said, Where is the newborn king of the Jews? The historical account shows that the wise men caused turmoil in Jerusalem. They turned Jerusalem upside down to the point that the king Herod took note. If when they entered Jerusalem, they were just asking the people on the streets quietly, they would not have gotten the king's attention. They were men of clout. They stepped into Jerusalem and caused an uproar. We saw his star as it rose, and we have come to worship him. Herod called the scribes and the religious leaders together and asked where the Messiah would be born. And they told him in Bethlehem of Judea, without even consulting the books. And it is because the prophecies concerning Jesus were accurate to even the place where he was born. The existence of Jesus is not in doubt, whether he came into this world. There is a lot of historical proof that buttresses that. They were learned, wealthy scientists. The Bible describes them as wise men, and they were seeking Jesus. Even today, wise men still seek Jesus, but fools don't. Wise men still seek Jesus. Jeremiah 29 verse 13 says, And you will seek me and find me, when you search for me with all your heart. This is taken from the New King James Version. Check. Everyone who seeks God finds him. Your case will not be different. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, according to your word, I will seek the Lord and I will find him, because I will search for God with all my heart. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.